KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A community policing forum in Phoenix, north of Durban, has called for more police visibility to combat drug-related crimes affecting the area. On Friday, officers seized cocaine with an estimated street value of 10 million rand from two properties linked to a local gang. Two suspects were also arrested during the bust. The local CPF's Mark Nadesan says drug-related crimes have been an issue for years.
We want to congratulate the police on doing a wonderful job and seizing that amount and that extent of drugs in the Phoenix area. We want to also emphasize that our community have cried out to the police to intercept and seize these drug dens, and they did take heed to our community. We want to say thank you for that.
There's still no sign of a missing pilot whose plane crashed in the ocean in Durban. Multiple emergency crews have been searching for Andrew Blackwood Murray at Battery Beach. The 61-year-old Johannesburg man was performing an aerial display at South Suncoast at an aviation summit on Thursday when he allegedly lost control of the light aircraft. NSRI spokesperson Craig Lambinen says the search is ongoing.
We are appealing to the public and the maritime community to report any findings of debris that may be related to the light aircraft accident to police at 10111, to NSRI's Emergency Operations Centre at 087-094-9774, or on Marine VHF radio to Durban Radio, Telkom Maritime Radio Services, or Durban Port Control.
And abroad, eight people have died after a flash flood in Inner Mongolia. Chinese state media is reporting a group of 13 people were camping outside at Yurat Ria Banna when a flash flood occurred yesterday. One person was rescued this morning while the search continues for four others. And the United Nations says it's regrettable that no deal was reached during talks in Geneva aimed at striking a landmark global treaty on plastic pollution. Delegates from 185 nations on Friday failed to find consensus on how the global scourge should be tackled. The world produces around 350 million tons of plastic waste each year. UN Chief Spokesperson Stefan Duricic says it's encouraging that countries have agreed to resume talks soon.
The Secretary General welcomes the determination of member states in continuing to work to beat plastic pollution and keep engaged on the process, united in purpose to deliver the treaty that the world needs to tackle the monumental challenges to people and the environment.
The top story, a community policing forum in Phoenix has called for more police visibility to combat drug-related crimes affecting the area. On Friday, officers seized cocaine with an estimated street value of 10 million rand from two properties linked to a local gang. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.